I'm Joshua Marefchik. I'm a specialist in international relations and U.S. foreign policy. I'm a fellow at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. Mostly I study these subjects, and I have written many books and many articles about international relations, many recently about the Middle East. And I also write a column for one Egyptian magazine as part of my effort to engage with the Middle East. There's an Egyptian magazine called Asi Asi, and I write a column for them twice a month. I think it's important to get people to think at the most deep level of what our religion and what God wants from us, whether it's we have the different faiths, we have the three Abrahamic faiths, and there are other faiths in other parts of the world. Of course, it's also true in our religious faiths, which is our faiths teach us two things. One is we won't always have everything we want, but one thing that our faith teaches us is to be grateful for God for what we do have. Don't ever forget the value of what we have. And secondly, to maintain hopefulness that in time God may give us more of what we want. That things can change. And how do we treat the other people in our lives? How do we treat our wives? How do we treat our children, our parents, our brothers, then our neighbors? These things seem to me really basic, and that there's not a strict separation. We have to learn that there's a kind of continuum between trying to be good people, which is what God wants of us, in our personal lives, with the other people that we actually know and meet, and the people that depend on us the way our families do, as well as people more far away that we don't meet but are in our country or in our world, and our actions can affect them, and we have to live in the same world with them, and try to find ways to do it that will be most beneficial for both sides.